Last night's protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, were quieter than the previous few nights. Colonel Matt Langer is with the State Patrol.
It was almost uneventful, and we ended up with about 24 arrests.
Despite an overnight curfew, people continue to protest the police shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop and attempted arrest 4 days ago. The now former officer who shot Wright, Kim Potter, is due in court today. She's charged with second-degree manslaughter. A top official in Japan's ruling party says with COVID-19 still a global health threat, the country should consider canceling this year's Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul.
Toshihiro Nikai is the ruling Liberal Democratic Party's general secretary. He's reportedly a kingmaker whose support helped Yoshihide Suga become prime minister. The Kyoto news agency quotes him as saying, "What is the point of the Olympics if it's responsible for spreading infections?" He added, "If it's impossible, it should be called off." Prime Minister Suga has pledged to hold a safe and secure Olympic Games, but Tokyo and other cities are under a state of quasi-emergency, and experts say a fourth wave of infections has begun. Vaccines are being rolled out at a glacial pace, with less than 1% of Japan's population fully vaccinated. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Wall Street futures are higher ahead of the open. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.